Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Tuesday, April 28th, 2015, and you can probably hear I have a little stuffy nose. Well, there's just stuff going on around here, allergies, people coughing and sneezing, it's raining today, and but even though I have a little stuffy nose and a little sinus stuff going on, I'm still feeling good and here and doing my radio show and living my life. And even though, you know, stuff's going on in my body, I still have the strength and stamina and interest to be able to continue life and not just lie in bed. And I think that that's one of the benefits and one of the results of living without toxic chemicals, because it, sorry, I just got a little distraction there. That's one of the benefits of living without toxic chemicals, because your body gets strong, your immune system gets strong, all your body systems get strong because they're not being destroyed and or made weaker by toxic chemical exposures. So today we're going to be talking about actually living toxic free as a lifestyle. And we're not going to talk about it exactly today. I'm going to be talking about it at a summit that's coming up in May. And I don't have the dates right in front of me. I think it starts May 7th, but we'll ask my guest. And I'm going to be speaking on May 10th about a toxic free lifestyle. What is a toxic free lifestyle? And we're going to touch a little bit on that today. But what we're going to talk about more is the whole idea of lifestyles as the new medicine. And when my guest contacted me and asked me if I would speak, I thought, lifestyle as the new medicine, how perfect. Because that really is what I've been talking about for more than 30 years, is to look at how you're living and how that affects your health. And just like you take a medicine for because you want to relieve symptoms or make your body healthier if you're sick or whatever, you can do that with the choices that you make in your life, with the foods you eat, with the things that you have in your home, with the things that you're exposed to. Everything has either a negative effect, a non-effect, it's just neutral, or it has a beneficial effect. And choosing those beneficial things to create our lifestyles with, I think, is a perfect thing. So my guest today is naturopathic doctor Tina Christie. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? Oh, you've got a little sniffle.
I have a little sniffle. So as a naturopathic doctor, what would you tell me to do?
Well, you know, if you're feeling good, if your appetite's good, your energy's good, mm-hmm. It should go pretty fast. Stay away from sugar completely.
I stay away from sugar all the time anyway.
Yeah. By up to 50% for up to 5 hours. No sweeteners, no sugars, lots of water, lots of sleep.
I think what's going on here actually is that my body's detoxing. Because on Saturday, I started taking a new homeopathic remedy for kidneys. It's a kidney detox homeopathic remedy. And ever since, I've kind of had a headache and now my nose is running and all of those things I recognize as detox symptoms. So that might be what's going on.
Sounds like it could be. Are you drinking lots of water to help?
Lots of water.
The other thing that can help if you're feeling good energy-wise, nothing too intense, but to get some exercise, even if it's just like a nice walk. When mm-hmm. you move, you drive more blood through your liver. And so you get more detox effect that way as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, thank you. I'm actually about to go sit in a car for 6 hours. And
oh, no.
I have to drive across the state of Florida sideways all the way to the other coast and pick up something and then drive back. Tomorrow I can go for a walk.
Yes.
That's a really good idea. So
much for that advice today.
So how did you get to be a naturopathic doctor?
Well, I always wanted to go into medicine. I was one of those little kids that said, you know, I remember my grandmother saying to me when I was 5, are you going to marry a doctor when you grow up? And I said, I'm half Italian, so I said, nonna, which is Italian for grandmother, nonna, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm not going to marry a doctor. And then, but I grew up with a lot of health problems. I had a lot of infections, lots of antibiotics. I was tired all the time. My mom was always taking me to the doctor. And then when I was 17, I started having a lot of stomach pain, you know, higher up kind of stomach pain. Mm-hmm. And I got diagnosed with something called gastritis, which is kind of like a, it's not an ulcer, but it's an irritation of the stomach lining, where an ulcer is more of a hole. And I was only 17, and I thought, you know, and I had prescription medication for bad, you know, menstrual pain, which I took occasionally, and that can cause it. And so I thought, wait a second, I took one pill, and now I have this problem, and now I've got another pill, and I'm 17 years old, and where is this taking me?
Mm-hmm.
And in a big emotional moment, I said, that's it. I am not going to medical school. I'm finding something different. It was one of those huge emotional reactions, but it really was a turning point for me. And from there, you know, as silly as it sounds, I went to the public library where I lived and took out a whole bunch of books on everything that I could find that had to do with natural healing. And that's how it started.
Wow. I think that I hear the story over and over, and it's always a different illness or a different symptom. But usually people become interested in natural healing because of something extraordinary that's going on with their body and wanting to heal that. And so right there at the beginning, you had this idea of lifestyle as the new medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't say, I'm going to go take a pill. I don't want to take a pill. You said, let's find out what to do. So tell us more about the summit and this idea of lifestyles as the new medicine.
Well, the summit is 22 speakers all talking about different aspects of the way we live. And the idea is that, you know, I see so many patients that are just living in a way that whether it's that they're not eating healthy food or they're stressed out and unhappy all the time, or they, you know, want to lose weight but watch 4 hours of TV a day, that their lifestyle is just beating their body down and beating their health down. And then they go looking for a solution. And if they come to me, and they're kind of in that mindset of, well, let me just find a solution to compensate for everything I'm doing, they're probably coming to me for a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Think, or that there's a food they can eat. You know, you read studies, oh, eat blueberries, they're so good for you, and they cure all these things.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it works. You know, it's not the way it works. One of the examples I like to give patients is to say, you know, what's the one thing you could do to make your relationship really strong? One thing, and just do that. Well, there is nothing. You know, it's a constellation of things.
Right.
And lifestyle is the same way. If you know, we're living longer than ever today. Most people are going to live till their late 70s or early 80s. I think men, the average lifespan is 78, and for women it's 83. But the difference is, how are we going to live? I saw my grandmother live to 1 month before her 99th birthday, and for about 20 years before that, she sat on the couch. She was tired. She had arthritis, horrible arthritis in her knees. For the last couple, she used to crochet a lot. For the last couple of years, she had such bad arthritis in her hands, she couldn't even do that. She took naps and she watched TV.
Yeah. Well, that to me, that's not a way to live. I'm older than I used to be, and I'm kind of looking at, well, how many years do I have left? But how many good years do I have left? How many more years do I have to complete the work that I want to do in terms of toxics and all the things that I want to go see the Aurora Borealis live. And, you know, how many more years do I have before I can still do that? And so I'm really kind of revving up my healthcare in terms of what I'm doing myself to make my body healthy and exercising more and really, like, maybe giving more emphasis to doing things that I wasn't quite doing as well as I could be doing to take care of my body. Because it's all, like, all of a sudden you get to an age and it's like, well, okay, everything's going to start falling apart unless I do something. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with my guest, naturopathic Dr. Tina Christie, and her upcoming summit called Lifestyle as the New Medicine, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is naturopathic doctor, Dr. Tina Christie. And she is hosting a summit called Lifestyle as the New Medicine, which is coming up in May. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday, May 10th, as about toxic free lifestyle as a new medicine. And you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and scroll down the page, and you'll see a place where you can sign up. You can go to, I'll just tell you to go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and you'll see the place to go there. I've got a big picture there of me and Tina, and you can just click right on that, and you can sign up to hear me speak about toxic free lifestyles as the new medicine. So Tina, I know that that toxics play a part in your treatment as a naturopathic doctor. What kind of things are you seeing in your practice that are the result of toxic chemical exposure?
I see a lot. I mean, one of the big things that toxins do is slow down thyroid. Yes. They either slow down thyroid function itself, or they slow down how well your body makes active thyroid hormones. So I see people being tired and sluggish. I often see people who want to lose weight, and while that's fine, they want to lose weight because they feel kind of gross in their body is often the word they use. And often I find that that is a buildup of toxic chemicals, because when I detox people and maybe they lose, you know, just they don't lose a lot of weight. They maybe lose a couple pounds of fat, and they say, "Oh, I feel great. I still want to lose some weight, but I don't feel gross anymore." So it was the toxin buildup.
Yes.
So the fatigue, the sluggishness, for a lot of people, it causes skin problems as well, eczema, psoriasis as well, but especially eczema and acne. Often your body's just pushing a lot of toxins through your skin. I find that it can affect mood as well.
Yes.
You know, when your body is so burdened down by toxins, you're really not running at your peak, and it's a stress on your body, and that can pull your mood down. And it can also add or promote weight gain. Just going back to the weight piece for a second, but it I also see joint pains. Often toxins, when they're not really being pushed through our skin tissues, so people can have body aches, joint pains. They can settle in our joints, and they can also disrupt our digestive system and cause the digestive upset, bowel problems, poor digestion. So it really kind of runs the gamut. And that's actually one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the summit, because if you're overloaded with toxins, no matter what you're doing, it's going to pull you back down. Oh, and it can also cause
see listeners now too. Listen to her say that, because I say that every day. That, you know, if you're overloaded with toxins, then, you know, you can be doing all these any number of treatments in order to try to feel more healthy, but the toxins are still pulling you down.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't get well without addressing those.
And that's that exactly there, Deborah, is the thought process behind, you know, lifestyle being the new medicine, that it's not the treatments you do. Yeah, you may need treatment.
Right.
But that's not the crux of it. It's how are you living, first of all.
You know, it's so interesting to me. It's like if you're trying to empty a bathtub, but you have the faucet on, you can't ever empty the bathtub because it keeps filling you up and filling you up. And it's kind of that same way with lifestyle, because if you're having a lifestyle that's like a faucet just pouring water into the bathtub all the time, then when you're trying to get well, which would be to empty the bathtub, then you just can't, because there's all these stresses on your body of all the negative things that you're doing in your lifestyle. And if you fix the lifestyle, then you actually don't need so much treatment.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And I see that, you know, I'll change someone's diet. I'll do some detox. I'll get them sleeping better. and half their problems or 75% of their problems, sometimes depending on, you know, what they're coming in with, go away.
Yeah. Yeah, because so much of it is just what we're eating and what we're exposed to in our home. So what kind of things do you do for detox for your patients?
My favorite, well, first of all, the foundational stuff. So I get the chemicals out of people's lifestyle, you know, get the chemicals out. If people, I try as much as possible to have people switch to organics, because again, mm-hmm. there's a lot of chemicals coming in there. You know, I know sometimes they do these tests and they show that organic food or regular produce, you know, they test the outside of the produce and say, oh, it doesn't look like there's a lot of chemicals on there, or you can just, but these plants have had chemicals sprayed on them from the time they were a sprout.
Right.
It's not just going to sit on the surface. It's going to be absorbed into the inside of the plant. So you can't just, you know, test the outside and see what's there.
That's right. That's right. But so, also, they've done studies which show that if you stop eating regular food and switch to organic food, that it takes as little as 3 days for the pesticides to no longer be in your body. That it's not, there are some pesticides. Pesticides is a whole group of toxic chemicals, and some of them last for a long time, but other ones, they flush right through your body. So if you continuously are eating pesticides, you're going to continuously have pesticides in your body. But if you stop eating them, in 3 days, you're going to have a lot less pesticides in your body. That's all it takes.
Amazing. That's amazing.
I was really amazed when I read that.
Yeah.
Because the changes can happen so quick. Yeah.
They can. It's fantastic. So I get the foundation going first. If there's food sensitivities or food intolerances, I take those out. If people aren't sleeping, you know, you produce so much extra stress hormone when you don't sleep, and that is a toxin in and of itself. And because your body's putting more, you know, the more toxins your body has to eliminate, the slower everything goes. Mm-hmm. So it's not the very first step I do with people in terms of doing a detox, because I want to make sure, again, that we're turning off the bathtub tap before we try to empty the bathtub.
Right. And well, let's just stop right there because we need to go to break. And you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is naturopathic Dr. Tina Christie. And she's doing Lifestyle is the New Medicine Summit, where I'm going to be speaking on May 10th. And we're talking about lifestyle and toxic chemicals and what she does as a naturopathic doctor. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn-Dadd. And my guest today is Dr. Tina Christie. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she is putting on a summit called Lifestyle is the New Medicine, which is coming up in May. I'm going to be speaking on May 10th about creating a toxic-free lifestyle, and it's a really good interview. You know, at a summit, they pre-record the interviews and then play them during the summit time, and it's a really great interview. I was really pleased with how it turned out. So Tina, so after you get the basics in about detox, then what do you actually do to help the detox process?
So for the detox process, you know, I've bounced around between different things in the past. There's herbal detoxes, you can do homeopathic detoxes, but the one that I've settled on the most that I see some of the best effect is a detox that uses, it's kind of like a protein shake. Mm-hmm. Or it's a powder that contains, you know, a protein powder as well as a variety of nutrients that support the detox pathways. Because there's two different pathways in our detox pathway isn't actually just one pathway. It's two pathways that kind of hook up.
Tell us about those.
So they're a little tricky because the first. Between the first pathway and the second pathway don't necessarily, in a good percentage of people, they don't go at the same pace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon, especially for people who are unwell to any degree, that the first pathway goes either too fast, and the first pathway goes really fast, and the second pathway goes normally, or the first pathway is normal, but the second pathway is slow.
So
either
are these
way,
two in pathways.
Pardon me.
What are the two pathways?
They're called phase one and phase two.
Uh huh.
And in between them, whether, you know, the second one is slow or the first one is too fast, in between, stuff can build up.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that builds up in between phase one and phase two are very bad. It's actually worse than the toxins before your body started detoxing them. So it's a little crazy. And that the stuff in between phase one and phase two causes more damage than the toxins before we started detoxing them. So we still want to detox these toxins. They can't stick around. But if they get halfway through, if they get through phase one and then they sit there because phase two, because there's backup, phase two and phase two can't keep up for whatever reason, it's going to cause more, it creates a lot of free radicals, it can damage DNA, it's associated with increased risk of cancer, and just overall toxicity. So the protein powder that I use, or the protein shake, let's call it, has a variety of nutrients in them. And there's some different companies that make these. And they also have extra nutrients to support phase two and to make sure that phase one doesn't go too fast.
Well, so could you describe what phase one and phase two are?
So phase one is it takes the chemicals in your system, or the toxins, and it starts to break them down, but it only goes halfway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they before your body can actually eliminate them through stool and urine, they need to be broken down further.
Okay.
And
so then that happens during phase two.
Yeah, and that happens during phase two. But there can be a bit of a backlog, almost like traffic on the highway when there's like a bottleneck, yeah. Like one lane is closed,
yep.
So you get home 40 minutes late.
Yep. I totally understand what you're talking about. So how would somebody know if that was going on in their body?
They wouldn't. Like, there's no specific sign that, oh, I have a slow phase two. So there are, but having some people may notice that they just don't seem to process toxins well. Let's say they'll do a detox that their friend did, and they got really sick right away.
Mm-hmm.
Or the friend felt amazing and they just feel really, really sick. Or, you know, they get a detox reaction, and instead of lasting for a day or two, they're 2 weeks into their detox and they just feel like they're going downhill. Like, they're not getting any better, and if anything, they're getting worse. I know I have a slow phase two, and if I try to detox and I don't support that phase two, this is how I actually got into really this way of doing it. I don't support that phase two. Anything that detoxes me, my skin breaks out in about an hour, 2 hours, and it does not slow down. It's not one of those temporary healing reactions. So people may notice that, like, they just, there's something going on when they try to detox. It just really doesn't go well.
I have heard this from people, and like, I'm sitting here with this headache after I started taking this detox product, and I know that that's a symptom of detox, but this makes sense to me what you're saying. So what is the product that you like?
The one that I like, it's by a company called Metagenics, and it's called UltraClear Plus. Lately, I actually also used UltraClear Plus pH. They put some extra potassium in there that's alkalizing, because mm-hmm. when you alkalize, it helps your body remove toxins a little bit easier as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other companies that make these detox protein powders as well, but I got into this one years ago, and I know that it works well, and I know what to expect from it, and it's the one I use for myself also.
Mm-hmm.
So I also like to stick with what I know works and what I know is going to give a good predictable result.
Yes, good. Now, is this a professional product, or is it something that people can buy and use themselves?
It's mostly sold just through professionals. Some health food stores have professionals on staff that bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily the best thing for people to do themselves in case there's another factor in the way. Like, remember how I talked about, I like to set that foundation for people first. If there's another factor in the way, and people detox, for example, if someone's not having good bowel movements and they detox,
mm-hmm. that's a very good point. another thing I say a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah. they're probably going to feel worse because you're dumping all these toxins into your colon, and then your stool is sitting there and you're reabsorbing it. And I've actually seen people feel a lot sicker if they're not having proper bowel movements, or heaven forbid, if anyone's a smoker and they decide they want to detox anyways. And I've had smokers come to me and say, can you detox me, but I don't want to quit smoking.
Oh,
that's
my
like
God.
That's like having five bathtubs in one.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, talk about messing up the phase one, phase two.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Wow. Well, I would say if somebody wants to detox and they smoke, the first thing they should do is stop smoking. We have to go to break, so we'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is naturopathic doctor, Dr. Tina Christie. And she's putting on a summit in May called Lifestyle is the New Medicine. And you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and sign up to, it's free. It's free to attend the whole 2 weeks of 22 lectures by people like me who are talking about their own special part of the lifestyle as the new medicine. And you can just go to Toxic Free Talk Radio and sign up for free. And you can hear me on May 10th. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Dr. Tina Christie. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she's putting on a summit in May called Lifestyle is the New Medicine. And I'll be speaking on Sunday, May 10th, about toxic-free lifestyles as the new medicine. But there'll be 22 speakers in all who will be talking about different aspects of things that you can do to help your health yourself. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about doing a detox, and you were talking about a product that is only available to professionals. So I have two questions. One is, if somebody wanted to detox at home, and we've talked a lot on the show about different types of detoxes, but if somebody wanted to do something without going to a professional, what would you recommend?
Let's see. Well, first of all, if they want to detox at home, to set that foundation, you know, go on your website, get all the chemical-free products you make. I mean,
yeah.
Just by having less chemicals come in, your body has, you mean, your liver detoxes, that phase one, phase two that I'm talking about, 24/7. If that stops, yeah, you're in liver failure.
Right.
So when you have less toxins coming in, now those processes in your liver have more resources to deal with the toxins that are sitting in your body. So a natural increase in detoxing what you've got, you know, in your body will happen, again, when you turn that bathtub off. So switching out their toxic products, switching over to organics, and then something called dry skin brushing helps your skin throw off more toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise drives more blood through your liver. Drinking enough water. There's a lot of people who don't drink enough water.
And how much do you think they should drink?
What is it? It's an ounce for every, I believe it's an ounce for every 2 pounds of body weight.
Okay. So I don't know how much that would be. So you basically would take your body weight and multiply it by two, and that's how many ounces?
No, take your body weight and divide it by two.
Okay.
And that's how many ounces. So for the average, you know, 140, 150 or so pound person, you'd be looking at about 2 liters a day.
And how much is a liter? I know I'm asking these questions because I know the listeners are not many of them are not going to know what a liter is.
Ah. You know those regular sized water bottles you buy for like 99 cents or something like that at the,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, a fan of plastic water bottles, but it's a good, that you buy at the corner store.
Uh-huh.
That's half a liter. So it would be 4 of those.
So I just figured out if you divide your weight by 2 and then you get a number, and then you divide it by 8, that's the number of cups you need to drink.
Ah, okay, good. I've never actually done that. I always have a 1-liter bottle sitting on my desk at the office. So when patients say, well, what is that? I'm like, okay, this is a liter, drink two of these.
Yeah, I have.
That's a good conversion.
Yeah, but so you're in Canada, though. I think that you, don't you have metric there? So everybody knows what a liter is?
Oh, what do you guys go in there? Ounces?
Ounces, yeah, ounces and quarts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah, we do. I mean, I talk in pounds, but I also talk in liters. So yeah. I got one foot in each camp because we also do kilograms here for weight, but I don't do that. So yeah, so a 140-pound person, let's say, divided by two, that's 70. So it would be 70 ounces.
70 ounces. Yeah, that's right, 70 ounces. And then if you wanted to know how many cups that is, then you divide it by 8. So that's like about 10, I'm doing it in my mind here, so that's like probably 9 cups. It's 4 cups to a quart, so that's about a half a gallon.
What I'd like to encourage people to do, instead of saying, like, let's say you're going to have 10 cups a day, is not to try to get 10 cups. Like, you got to fill a cup up 10 times. Most people aren't going to do that. I mean, unless you're really diligent, but then I don't know if that is really sustainable because it's a lot of thought all day long.
No, but I'll tell you what I do. What yeah. I do is I have a big, I don't even know, it's like more than a quart contained glass bottle. And in the morning, I fill it up and then I drink that. And then I make sure that I drink 2 or 3 of these throughout the day. And I just have it sitting on my desk. And so I'm just like sipping water all day long. This is part of my lifestyle.
Yes. and that's perfect. That's what I usually recommend. Like, get a big container that, let's say, is going to be about half of, well, what I like to say is about half of what you're going to drink for the day. Yeah. And then set a time, like by lunchtime, whatever, it needs to be empty. And then you fill it up at lunch. And then it needs to be empty by the time you, if you work in an office, by the time you leave the office.
I think that's a really good plan. Because it's not about drinking water randomly. It's about making sure that your body has enough water. And so once you figure out what that amount is, then if you set up a little program to do that every day, it starts becoming second nature. I don't even think about it anymore. I just fill my water bottle. But you have to figure out how much water you need in the beginning and then do something so that it just becomes part of your lifestyle.
Yes. Perfect, because it's all about lifestyle. And once you start drinking, once people start drinking throughout the day, they'll feel thirsty first thing in the morning, and they'll feel thirsty when they get home at night. Because once you have more water, your body also craves more water. And we talked about exercise. Saunas are a great way to detox. I mean, I don't want to tell people to go out and get certain products because people tend not to be the clearest, shall we say, judge of where they're at and if a detox is the right thing to do. And there's a lot of these detox, like sold in health food stores, like 3-day detox. It takes 3 days. To when you're using herbs, it takes 3 days to get your liver working to upregulate or to up those detox pathways. It takes 3 days. So a 3-day detox is going to do nothing for you.
Well, you know, I totally agree because, as you mentioned before, detox is a 24-hour process for your body. And so for me, it's not about are you going to do a 3-day cleanse or in the spring, you know, go on a detox diet for a week. We need to be supporting our detox functions. And so my next question was going to be, when should somebody get a professional involved? Because I think that there are things, like I recommend that people take zeolite, liquid zeolite, because I know that it just takes toxic chemicals out of your body. It's not about supporting your liver or anything like that. It just, the zeolite particles just roam around and pick up the chemicals and they come out through your kidneys. And so I think that there are things that everybody can do, but there's so many, toxic chemicals can leave through your skin and through your liver and through your kidneys, through the lymph system. There's so many things that it seems like that at some point, if you can find somebody who knows something about detox like you, that maybe it's a good idea to go to a professional to get help. With the specific type of detox that your body needs and is ready for.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want, if you really want to get things done right, you should see a professional. And especially if someone doesn't feel good, if someone's not feeling well, their health isn't well, I would say don't mess around with, you know, in the health food store, people who work in health food stores may have some education, but they're often reading books. And I mean, someone with a good amount of experience that can really help you isn't working in a health food store.
Good point.
Because they're just not. I mean, I went to school for 8 years for this. I'm not working in a health food store for minimum wage or whatever it is. Like, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. So you know that you're, and they don't know you. They don't know overall what's happening with you. And if there's any other anything else to take into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if someone feels, you know, sometimes there's people, they feel great and they're just really healthy and they want to optimize and they kind of tinker around with this and they tinker around with that. You know, as long as you're not high risk for anything, that's probably okay. But if you don't really want to tinker, you just want to optimize and you want someone to set you on the right path, then find a good practitioner and find someone who's willing to educate you so that every time you want something, you don't need to go running back to them because they're the only ones that know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And they're educating you. So, I mean, so many of my patients, sometimes I'll have a patient email me I haven't seen in a couple of years. Oh, I wanted to do that detox again. Can I do exactly what you told me last time? And I'll say, yeah, has anything changed? They're like, no, I've been feeling great ever since I stuck to the plan you told me. I'm like, well, great, go ahead, do it again, as long as there's nothing else has come up.
Yeah.
Because they understand how to kind of read their body and what's going on with their body.
Right, that's really important. So we're getting to the end of the show, and I want to make sure that I don't cut you off mid-sentence in about 45 seconds. So is there any final words you'd like to say and tell us something more about the summit? Really, now we only have like about 30 seconds.
Okay, well, the summit is across the board what it looks like to live a healthy lifestyle. Society's not set up for you to live a healthy lifestyle, so it's something you need to learn apart from looking out into society in general. And we've also got a Facebook page that's creating a community of people that are also interested in this, so you can get a lot of support around your new lifestyle.
Good. Well, I'll sign up for your Facebook page, and you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com, and you'll see the information there where you can sign up for free, and then you'll be on the mailing list. And we're at the end of our time, so thank you so much, Dr. Tina Christie.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
I'm Deborah Lynn Zadd. You're welcome. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Be well.